This is the Authentic Persuasion Show.
That's super important to understand. You've got to realize that your job, this is why I talked about the being a sales leader last week and pulling people along on your mission towards that vision for them, right? It's all about them, which I'm going to cover a lot in the upcoming sessions. It's all about them. It's got to be about them. It's the only way to be successful is to make it about them. And your job is to facilitate that change. Your job is to make them feel safe. And SAFE is an acronym I use, which is successful at fear elimination. Successful at fear elimination. That is your one job. You have this one job, which is to make them feel safe. Again, successful at fear elimination. When you can do that, if you can do that, you'll have a transaction. But once you do that, when you make them feel safe, when you help facilitate that safety, you will get them to see that change is okay, that it's going to be all right, that it's okay, right? And think about it, right? If you've ever gone to a new restaurant, somebody says, hey, let's go to this new restaurant. It's great. I went there last week. It was fun. It was fantastic. The food was great. The service was great. And you're like, I don't know. I've never been there. I've never had that type of food, right? There might be some hesitation. That other person's trying to help you feel that it's safe, right? That it's okay. They've gone ahead. They've scouted it. They came back alive. Everything is okay. And you should try it as well. And hopefully you have the same shared experience that they do. And of course, we've all had that where we've gone to a restaurant where somebody just raves about it and thinks it's amazing. And I know for myself, and I've been in those situations where I go with them. Okay, sounds good. Let's go try it. And I'm just like, this is not good. Like, we have different tastes. Like, this was not a good place and the service was not good or whatever that might be. And, but to get there, to go into the restaurant, to sit there even at all, it's about feeling safe. That's risk. And of course, I get it, right? Choosing a restaurant, going to a new restaurant, it seemed like a silly example. But for some people I know, they literally like to go to the same restaurants every time. They don't like to try something new. They're worried about something new. They don't like certain foods. They've never had a certain food, maybe something that's not within their normal area where they live. And so they're not interested in trying it. Some other people, super adventurous, will try anything because they know there's really no risk. You're out some money. Hopefully you don't get sick. There's enough food safety rules, at least in the US, that you shouldn't get sick. And so why not try it? Why not risk change? Remember, as a sales leader, again, that's a leader of the transaction, of the conversation, your job is to help them feel safe. Your duty is to help them feel safe, successful at fear elimination. That's one of the main parts, right? So we're talking about buying something new equals change. Change is scary. Change could equal death. The known is safe. Now, I'm talking about the individual so far and what could put them at risk of, let's say, harm or death, where they choose something and they could die. Now, most likely you're selling something that will not directly impact somebody's ability to survive and stay alive, right? So, I work with companies who are helping someone get out of credit card debt, or with the other forms of debt, or with their utilities, or it could even be furniture or their business. And buying from you isn't going to necessarily kill them, right? They aren't risking life and death by buying. Now, I will say, though, is that there are times when somebody does buy or doesn't buy, and if it's a mistake either way, then that could lead them to a chain of events that could lead to the worst case scenario. We kind of talked about that before when I covered fear setting a few weeks ago for you and your goals, which is if you don't go after what you want, what's the worst case that happened? Or if you try and you fail, right? If you call that person and they reject you and they say, no, they're not interested, what's the worst case and the worst case and worst case, ultimately ending up with maybe you living under a bridge or being homeless or, alone. And so we know that's most likely not going to happen, but that's what your customer's brain is thinking. And obviously you're hopefully not in any way going to affect that, whether they buy from you or don't buy from you. So that's one part. And that's just half the equation. when we're talking about this part of our primal brain, it's afraid of change. And I'm just going to keep hammering that because it's so important. When you get this concept, especially, it will change the way that you sell and look at sales because you will understand the other person. You will have empathy for what's going on in their brain that they cannot control, that we all have, that at times we're not even aware of. So when you get this, it's a game changer. Most people who are struggling with sales, especially people who might be order takers, they might want to label themselves as introverts. They think, okay, only extroverts are good at sales. Extroverts is that outgoing, charismatic, smooth talking, storytelling person. They attribute the extrovert label with the salesperson personalities and behaviors and strategies and who that person is. And then you compare yourself to those things. I know that's what I did. I was like, I would never imagine that I would be in sales because I don't check any of those boxes. That doesn't matter. Now, those are two different things. So extrovert, again, it's where you get your energy. Sometimes it's, you know, when you go somewhere, do you need to be the life of the party or the center of attention? But it's really about the energy. Like I will say that for myself, I always thought I was more of an introvert because I wasn't outgoing and I wasn't, I'll just say it, the loud person at the party, right? I don't need to be the center of attention. And I've also learned that there are times like when I'm speaking from stage or I'm at a conference or I'm at an event and I'm meeting lots of people or I'm doing seminars and workshops that energizes me. I really like it. That is super fun. And I still don't identify myself as that extrovert, right? I still don't see myself as that, but it's two different things. In sales, again, extrovert is the energy side, but the key is where are you at and what are you bringing personality-wise into it? And thinking like you can be you and you can be an introvert and you can be successful in sales. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. It doesn't have to be these box or these ones. And I think just from a, let's say, public service announcement side, I think it's always good to be very mindful of where you do get your energy from so that you can focus on self-care. And this is really important. I mentioned this earlier today, is that a lot of times, well, you just expect most of the time in your sales career, it's going to be filled with more unsuccessful times than successful times. And I don't mean like weeks, months. I mean like conversations, unsuccessful conversations that don't produce results versus successful conversations that result in closed deals. Again, if you're amazing, you might be closing 3 out of 10, which means 7 out of 10 aren't happening. They're not closing. So there's a lot to this mindset, a lot to the mental game, a lot to what you need to focus on for you to protect you. There's a lot of mental, I don't want to say illness, but there's a lot of mental struggle and drain, especially in the world of sales. A lot of people who can't handle it, don't want to be in sales because they know it's so tough. It's full of rejection and maybe confrontation and this and that and misperceptions of what people think they have to do to be successful in sales, which we are definitely going to talk about and destroy those thoughts about what you think it takes to be successful in sales. But the thing is, it's tough. It's a tough mental game. And there's no way around it. And no one ever disputes that. Even successful salespeople, they know it every day. It's getting up and you want to be successful and you've just got to keep going along. So one of the things with this whole ambivert, introvert, extrovert conversation is to make sure you know how to care for yourself. If you find that your conversations are draining and that at the end of the day, you just feel drained, like you gave it all away and you just don't have anything else, make sure you're just aware of that. How do you take care of yourself? What do you have to do to recover? How do you get yourself ready for the next day? How do you get yourself ready for your evening or your family or your friends or significant others? Like, how do you ensure that you are in a good place? And what do you have to do to balance that? It might even be throughout your day. You have your phone calls and then you know how to take care of yourself when every so often you got to recharge. Maybe you got to go outside. Maybe you've got to just journal or read. You've got to do something.